Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Sam with another edition of Just Talk With Sam Show. Just Talk With Sam Show. But before we get into it, we're going to focus on community service this time. We're going to look into some of the stuff that we're doing, or if you're me, not doing. That's what we're going to do for community service. But before we get into it, I want to thank you guys for hitting the donate button on the SamShowNation.com page. You guys have been donating some money, and we've been getting some shit taken care of. I'm not saying stop. Keep going. I mean, for the PayPal page, go to SamShowNation.com. On the homepage or current promotions, you can hit that donate button. You can donate some cash to the podcast. Keeping us, you know, free. Helping the free plenty keep moving. We got better mics. We got better stuff. And quite honestly, things are moving. On top of that, we have let's give some shout outs to our sponsors. Instead of looking like an idiot while reading this shit in the middle of a podcast, let's just get this done at the start. Sponsors, Finish Line. What? Finish Line. What? Finish Line. Finish Line. Go to SamShowNation.com. Click the Finish Line link and you can get whatever you want, whether that be men's shoes, women's shoes, getting some shoes for the kids, some sports apparel, team gear, whatever it is, go ahead and get it from Finish Line. But first, only thing we ask you is you go to SamShowNation.com. Under current promotions, click the Finish Line link. And you can say right now, you can save up to 40% on all Nikes. Who doesn't wear Nikes? 40% off all Nikes. And if it ain't good enough, free. If you click that link at SamShowNation.com, get 40% off Nikes. And on top of that, you get free shipping. Get some boots. Get your college gear. Go ahead. Do what you got to do. But just go to SamShowNation.com. Finish Line. We hooking you up, guy. They hooking you up. And lastly, we wouldn't probably be here today if it wasn't for the good folks at Amazon. Amazon.com. Not only can you buy your spoons, you can buy your halos, you can buy whatever it is you're going to buy from Amazon. We get it. You're going to buy stuff from Amazon. Only thing is if you go to SamShowNation.com on the homepage or current promotions page, you click that Amazon link and you just buy whatever you want to do. Buy what you want. It's cool. You get what you want. We get a little kickback because you're using the Amazon from us. You get the free funny, and we keep this podcast rolling. One thing you can do if you want, send us a tweet. Hit me a tweet at SamShowNation.com. Hit me a tweet at SamShow11 on Twitter. Let me know what you bought. Hey, I might even read it on the show. So, there you go. Go to Amazon.com via or you get your music. I have been getting music not only from iTunes, I've been using Amazon Music too. And before we jump into community service, it wouldn't be a show if we didn't see what was on my iPod. What am I listening to this week to lead us into community service? Listen to this. I've been listening to it. And we're about to get into it in roughly 3 some odd minutes. However long this song is, we're about to get into it. But thanks for visiting our sponsors. I'll see you in a few.
Yeah.
my God. What up, what up, what up? Just Talk with Sam listeners. This is another edition of Just Talk with Sam podcast. This is the edition of the... Let me explain. This is episode 100 and something. I don't really have it in front of me, but this is one of those episodes that barely made it from happening. This almost did not happen as a full-fledged episode.
Why is that, Sam?
Oh, Jesus. Can I? And for the record, this may be one of those angry podcasts from yesteryear.
It's always an angry podcast.
The ones you guys remember. Like all those letters I got with Just Talk with Sam at gmail.com. What happened to Angry Sam? Well, you about to see that motherfucker again today. And anyway, this is our super producer, Tasha.
Hello.
Okay. Why is Sam so angry?
Every day.
Let me break it down. This was supposed to be our community service podcast. In the month of October, I'm pretty sure you guys know it's a lot of shit going on. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It is Italian Appreciation Month. It's Hispanic Appreciation Month. It is Transgender Appreciation Month. It's Anti-Bullying Month. Am I forgetting one?
There's four of them.
Yeah, Hispanic, yeah. All right. It's transgender.
Gays, no, the LGBT.
Okay. Same difference.
Anti-bullying and breast cancer.
And Italian and Hispanic. Did you say Hispanic?
Yes.
All right, so that's four. So, me, being a child of the community, trying to reach out to y'all, trying to reach out to my community.
Which community? The gay community?
Hold on. Hear me out. Trying to reach out to the community. Originally, we set out. We always have guests pop by the den. That's where we at. Back at our home of residence, the den, where we broadcast from, where we talk some shit. You get on the couch. We do this from the den, right? Mm-hmm. That's always been our thing. So the plan was to find a half Hispanic, half Italian, transgendered woman who's been suffering of breast cancer and bullying. That shit is hard. Apparently, you can't get people like that. I'm pretty sure there's one out there. I know there's one out there.
Could be.
Now, not finding this person, I want to be fair to everybody, but it is brought down. Here's what came down to me. And you can say what you want. You can send all your hate mail at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. No G in talking. justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. I just realized something. This is a podcast, which is nationally syndicated, if not world syndicated. It is the internet, motherfucker, right? And if I did something based on the community, you know, what community am I talking about? Is it just my community? I rep the D. Is it just for Detroit? Then it came to the realization of this. I don't give a fuck about the community.
You going back to where you was?
No, I really, truthfully don't give a shit.
Well, you're gonna give a crap about the community now because I am starting a campaign.
Oh, god damn it.
You want to hear my campaign?
Yeah. I want to hear the next thing I'm not going to give a fuck about.
For me to be your co-host on this show.
You're not.
I've got some petitions signed.
Give a shit. All right, let me put it like this.
It's going to be me and Barack and Biden.
All right,
2013.
All right, can we save all of that shit? Because that's Dave Brown. Yeah, that's whatever. Our next guest. You're the producer.
And?
Here's what you're about to do. You are slowly dripping. No, I could get back to why I don't give a shit about this community. I mean, community stuff. Because I guess right now I'm being a selfish bastard. And quite honestly, it's hard. It's more energy to give a fuck about the community than I give a fuck about one thing. And quite honestly, I don't have that much time because Walking Dead is about to come on.
That's sad.
And the level of give a fuck I have to give cannot fit into roughly 45 minutes. So, sorry. I'm sorry. I don't like different causes I would reach out to. If you read Twitter, my girl Lena Lewis, she's headed a girly girl
initiative.
Thing.
Would it be called an initiative?
I really wish I had that paper in front of me. I don't want to do her a disservice. But
it's
she was
car. It's in my purse.
I'm not finna get up and get it. Here's what it is. Follow me on Twitter. You can see some tweets about the girly girl thing. I am now outsourcing all of my give a fuck. So all of my women stuff, all of my community stuff, breast cancer, the whole nine, is going to Lena Lewis.
Are you still appealing to women?
Probably.
All right.
Probably. Was that your offhanded way to say press the fucking button? Oh, here it is. Am I appealing to women?
Now appealing to women.
All right.
Yes, I am. But I guess I'm not appealing. She is handling all of my women give a fuck issues. We'll be forwarded to her. That's a good plan. She got a good thing going. I'm not pawning you off on some unsavory motherfucker. No. She's really good at this. She's helping women out. They're doing stuff. They're checking for lumps. I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Did you really have to say they're checking for lumps?
I don't know what they're doing.
Did you seriously have to say
but, that? You know, all right. You want me to fill all your titties or you want a fucking qualified professional? Me filling all titties is totally something different. As far as...
I mean, I would hope that you would fill all mines.
Oh, I'm not checking for shit.
When you fill all mines, what are you filling for?
A boner. That's what I'm checking for. I am checking for some good stuff to happen. I am checking for...
I thought that was your favorite part in a woman.
Don't get it twisted. If there's only two things I love in this world, if it can only be two, it's tits.
And what else?
That's it. Just tits. They come in twos.
So do you mean like
tits are great?
In a few months, mines are going to be really huge.
We get it. You're having a kid.
So I'm asking you a question. Like, do you have a preference on what type of tits you like?
I love them all. What
about the little bee stings?
I like the bee stings. I like your Nerf football. I am a fan of Nerf footballs. The hand palm one, the teardrops. Well, if it is another one, I will say this. I love a good tit. Mm-hmm. So, let's talk with Lena Lewis, and we'll save them.
I don't think her only initiative is breasts, but okay,
Okay, what we'll do, we have tweeted about it. We may even put a link to her Facebook page on our Facebook page. So a lot of women can check her out, young girls and stuff like that. And don't get it twisted. Before you guys get on Twitter, it's like, Sam, I thought you said you was an ass man. I thought you was this. First and foremost, I am an ass man.
I'm an ass man. Yeah, I'm an ass man.
Not get that twisted. But I gotta say, I have been swayed. Okay, here it is. In order to support these different things, I have inadvertently, now that I'm thinking about it, I have supported every community that was represented in October. Let's start with our gays. Can we start with our gays?
They're butt people too.
Well, not all gays.
Some of them.
All right, but anyway, let's start with our gays, lesbians, transgender. I have been supporting them a lot because I've been doing a lot of shopping in Ferndale. To those who are not around the Detroit area, that is the gay hipster hybrid community, which is known as Ferndale. Very gay friendly. The entire town. What is it? Town? It's not a city, is it?
It's a city.
It's a town. Anyway, and I got a chance to sit down. I have frequented some shops there, got some food, and a lot of that food was Italian's. So that knocks the Italian's out right there. I've been getting a lot of pizza, some pasta.
Not with that stinky cheese. A
couple
had.
Of calzones. I've been.
You enjoy them?
I've been enjoying it with my positive energy. I have been doing that, not to rip off Brody Stevens, anyway. I have been enjoying it. I love some calzones. So, that's our Italians and our gays right there. Bullying. I've stopped bullying this show. There's no Marlena here. There's no
for, are you trying to meet your quota?
We haven't seen Marlena. We haven't seen what's his face? Nick. So that took a whole chunk of our bullying. They will be back, but I say for this month, you know, let's stop bullying. So that kind of hit there. Who are the Latins? Hispanic Heritage Month, did that do anything for them?
We did have Mexican food a couple weeks ago.
Was it in October?
That's when we went to Alexa's birthday.
That was not October. Alright, I promise an order, and Alexa is Italian, so that helps. Even that's like we doubled down on Italian right there. So yeah, we hooked up on her birthday. And so alright, I promise we got about 2 weeks left. And by the time this airs, we got about a little over a week left in October. I promise to do something Hispanic. I probably mean go get some food. And Taco Bell does not count. Go to somewhere Greek. Ooh, here it is. We have been challenged. On one of the emails we got, we have been challenged. Hey Sam, can you take a picture with you at a mariachi band? The answer to that question is, you goddamn right I can. Oh. And I will do that for reach out. If we could do it, I will talk to some of my people with a mariachi band and do a song with them. And we will put that up on the Facebook page. There you go. So, there you go, executive producer. Find me a mariachi band so we can meet a quota. Oh, and it's a domestic abuse month. I knew we forgot one.
Have you slapped me
today? I have not hit you. Even though you totally fucking deserve it.
Seriously.
Even though you deserve it, I have not laid a hand on you. It has taken everything in me and the good folks at the Jack Daniels Corporation not to hit you. It's a good move.
Yeah.
That was ironically, Jack Daniels make people hit people. But not me, man. I'm a fucking gentleman. Mm-hmm. I am a fucking gentleman. So that's that, man. So this is why we're reaching out to the community. One part is we're slowly doing it. Second part is we kind of don't give a shit. We kind of sort of don't give a shit. But it's a healthy version of the not give a shit. You got anything on that? You want to just talk about the community? This is your time right here.
Talk about what community?
Our community, the community. This is supposed to be a community service podcast. We supposed to be doing something.
Play We Are the World.
Okay, all right, look. What is the bare minimum we can do before this podcast is over? To say we. All right, look. Here's one thing we can do. I don't know if you'd notice on SamShowNation.com, we have put up a donate button. And with that donate button, you guys have been donating. We ain't going to do it like a Baptist church where we sit down and read all the tithes and offerings of the people who donated whatever they donated.
Why not?
Because as much as I do want to bleed out an hour, I don't want to do it that way. Here's what we can do as far as this goes. Those people who have donated, we say thank you because we are keeping the podcast going. We are keeping the podcast rolling. You guys have bought better mics. We have better equipment. It's a good way of doing it. Our sponsors have helped out as well. But for the most part, if we're reaching out to the community, I guess to just talk with Sam, community. Are we a community? We don't have names for you guys. We don't have like how Mark Maron has God knows how many names. The what the fuckers, what the fuckinistas, what the fuckabots. Jay Moore has the Moriers, the Maureens, the Opie and Anthony. Morons, yeah. He does have those. Opie and Anthony have the pests. Jim Rome has the clones. You kind of get where I'm getting at with this?
I understand.
We don't have a funny name for fall. We got listeners. That's what we got. What would be a name for our community? Just talk with Sam, Yeah.
The Just.
Eddie Ift and Jim. They got Eddie talking shit with Jim and Eddie. They got shitheads because talking shit with. You get it?
I understand.
Crab Feast. Shout out to Jay Larson. Yeah, we got to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Who showed up. One half of the Crab Feast. He's crap. Who came out and kicked him with his last episode.
Feast.
They had, huh? Ryan Sigler.
So what are they people called?
Feasters. Crab Feast. Feasters. And, you know, I give a quick shout out to my boys.
So you can take it back to,
fuck the Crab Feast.
What did you call
five stars.
You call people that your mindless followers in high school?
What was the, Jesus.
MFers.
Yeah, but that's like it more of my last name. It doesn't, Sam. Mindless followers are MFers, so, Samaholics, you know what? Send names! Fuck it! Just Talk With, hit us up on the Facebook page. Or at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com or Twitter or whatever. Give us a name. We'll go from there. I guess what I'm getting at with our community. What is the bare minimum we can do with the roughly 40 minutes we have of this podcast? Is it anything we can do? We're going to read some questions that can take out. I
can
take out a chunk
do,
of it. I guess
say,
what
hey, go to the donate button, and if you donate,
I got it. In the memo column of the donate button, the PayPal donate that goes to the show, just put whatever calls you want us to fund, and a portion of that donation will now go to that. See how we help the community. So, we can do anything from the Susan B. Komen breast cancer.
Susan G. Komen.
Oh, Susan G. I don't... See, that's the level of not give a fuck I have.
Damn, that's not nice.
But it's the truth.
I am a supporter of breast cancer because I believe, you know...
There's nothing... Look, I support breast cancer awareness. And that's
you support breasts.
I support breasts, and I want to keep them around. Like this. This month is about breast cancer awareness. All right? Awareness. So every time I watch a fucking football game,
Samuel.
I have to see pink pants. It even got into wrestling. It's gotten into baseball. You got to see some pink shit. Okay. Breast cancer lady. Susan G. Komen. We are so aware. We are aware. I believe this shit is a scam, man.
Seriously.
I believe it's a fucking scam.
Seriously.
It's a way for... All right. They partnered up with the NFL. Well, better way, you're trying to get females involved a little bit more. So you throw some pink shit out there. You sell a couple of pink hats.
Sam.
You sell a couple of those pink fucking jerseys.
People have lost people to breast cancer.
So, I've lost motherfuckers to fire ants. But that doesn't mean...
I lost my grandmother to cancer, not to breast cancer.
I'm not shitting on... I'm not saying cancer is something to be so fucking supportive of. I'm just saying...
You want to know where the money goes. Is that what
where's the fucking money? Like, I have to watch pink jerseys for the month of October. I am aware of this shit. I get it.
You're horrible.
I get... How about, you know, using some of that money to cure it?
That's the point.
It's the scam, man. You do it with NFL. You do it with WWE, MLB. Basketball season kind of starts towards the end of it, so that you don't really see it too much in basketball. I've seen it in wrestling.
I'm praying for you.
John fucking Cena is wearing like pink shit. I'm not saying that. Overall, we won't get to a cure. But I believe the money... Why can't the money go to the cure? Instead of the awareness of it. Less pink shit, more curing shit.
Samuel T.
Like, alright, look. Last thing they really successfully cured was fucking polio. No real ribbon about that.
Seriously.
You name me a disease that they just said, fuck it, we have to cure it.
Rickets?
No, there's motherfuckers with rickets still around.
I don't think it is.
It's not a lot, but it's still motherfuckers with rickets. Like polio, they knocked the fuck out of polio. Polio's over. They fucked over polio. Alright. Some shit about cancer. You kind of need the cancer.
Sam, no you don't.
No, they need the cancer so they can make pink shit so they can pay shit. And I bought a ribbon. I mean, I can talk shit.
One ribbon.
Two. I bought yours.
Have you did a walk?
Fuck, I got a walk for. sir. It doesn't give a fuck how far you run. It's still gonna get you. The cancer is gonna get you. Cancer is gonna get you. Cancer is gonna get you.
Let cancer get you.
Tonight. Oh, yeah, all right.
It don't work for that.
Wait, it doesn't work?
And it don't work for this.
I beg to differ. Yeah. I am not above playing a Gloria Estefan song to prove my goddamn case.
It don't work for this. Cancer is, everybody is not susceptible to cancer.
Everyone is susceptible to cancer, but the motherfuckers who is, you will make them buy shit. I'm not saying cancer is good. Let's get that disclaimer out there.
Saying that?
I'm not saying it's good for business. I don't give a fuck who you are. There is Susan G. Colbert owe a lot of that money to fucking cancer itself because she wouldn't have shit to fight for. Look, people have died for shit. I get it. I understand, and it is sad. Some of my friends have been taken out by cancer. All right, you know what? Some of my friends have been taken out from guns. Where's their fucking ribbon?
Would you like to know the different color ribbons and what they're for?
No! No! I don't want to know that.
I want to look it up right now.
You should, but the level of not giving a fuck is not going to change my mind.
Let's see. Ribbon color.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This is where we shut off your mic. All right, you know what? Here's what we can do. You use that laptop. Pull up some breaking news. We will do a story from each, category. All right? We could do that.
I try my best to find stories in each
category. This is the bare minimum. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to press pause. We're going to let you get your stuff. And we're going to get it together. Here we go. And with the magic of the pause button, we are back. And she has now have a handful of newly printed stories to share for the breaking news. But before we get into that, let's talk about something we all can enjoy. I don't give a damn what you are, if you are gay, lesbian, transgender, Italian, Hispanic,
bullied,
you have cancer, or this really goes out to our domestic abuse survivors. I would like to tell you about a special product and sponsor of the podcast known as Hotels.com. What? Yes, abused people, listen up. You will enjoy it. Positive energy, abused people. Guess what? Hotels.com has over 150,000 hotels in more than 60 countries with over 3.5 million hotel reviews to help you find the best deal and right location. Whether you are traveling last minute with the family, need a place for business, or let's face it, abused people, a place to hide from that abusive motherfucker. Go to SamShowNation.com, click the link at Hotels.com, and hey, find yourself a deal, and you get away, get a little peace of mind, you know? That's it. Look, there's some days I feel abused hanging around this person. I do, and I don't mean physically abused. There's a lot of mental. It's a lot of nagging. I don't know if nagging is abuse, but you know, fuck it, I'll take it. Really? It's a lot of meh, 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 meh. And I just want to get away. I feel abused. And with that, I go to the good folks at Hotels.com. I have done it. Sometimes it's good to get a little peace of mind. Watch a goddamn ball game. Go to sleep. And everything is everything. You come back to it. You dust yourself off, and you know who you got to thank for that? You can thank Hotels.com, and you got to thank the good folks at SamShowNation.com. You click that link, and we save you some cash doing it, man. Hey, everybody needs a getaway, but everybody can't spend all that money. So go to Hotels.com, and we are going to help you out.
Are you?
See that? There we go. Right. See how we did that? Helping people out, man.
I don't feel like you helped anybody.
I feel as though I help people.
I don't.
All right, let's help some more people. We answered a couple questions. We'll help them out that way. But first, you know, there's another round of your segment. This is your time to shine. Mm-hmm. This is all we are giving you. Petition my ass for a cause. It's breaking news.
Welcome, everybody, back to another segment of
Breaking
News.
You just gonna milk the shit out of this, ain't you?
Yes, I am. In news today, Trojan is using hot dog carts to promote... I'm sorry. Trojan is using hot dog carts in promo with Good Vibrations. This week, a pair of New York hot dog carts are sure to give customers good vibes. Wednesday and Thursday, Condom Maker Trojan is handing out 10,000 free vibrators from his Trojan Enhancers line in Manhattan. Instead of hawking Franks, the carts bear phrases such as "Get your vibes here" and "Relish the moment." Trojan is giving away 5,000 of its $40 Triforia model and another 5,000 of its $30 Pulse. According to a Trojan spokeswoman, what we are doing is taking something that is like a hot dog cart, that is so everyday and so mainstream, and we're showing people that vibrators are mainstream.
So let me get this straight. I get a hot dog and condoms?
Yeah.
That is awesome. Like, hey, I'm not going to bullshit you. After sex, I'm a little hungry.
Are you?
I could go for a fucking, you know.
I'm a little hungry right now.
I could go for a fucking ballpark Frank after fucking. That would be great. That's a good idea. Like, and quite honestly, we did some community service this weekend. As far as what they do, just pass out condoms. Do you have to buy the condom?
No, I just give it
so if you buy a hot dog, you get a free condom? How does that work?
No, you're not getting condoms. You're getting the vibrators.
What the fuck I want a vibrator for? I want a fucking hot dog.
Oh, God.
We did some pretty good stuff this week. Well, I did. You know, that's a story for another time.
Thank you.
How I gave a grown man a fistful of condoms. Fistful of condoms.
Stranger.
Stranger. Fistful of condoms. Story for another time. We'll get into it, but, you know, I don't want to cut off your shit.
Anything else with that?
Fistful of condoms. All right, that's all I got. I mean, what are they doing?
Yeah,
what are they doing? Just passing out vibrators?
Yeah.
That's not. Is that a community service thing?
I guess they're trying to make, you know, a lot of things with sex are so taboo. So I guess they're trying to, you know, broaden people's horizons.
And where? I guess the main question of some of my fans is, where were they doing that?
Manhattan.
All right, so if you're in the Manhattan area, have a street address or like what? Or are they just like walking around Manhattan?
And we're doing it out of hot dog carts.
So there's a Trojan hot dog cart just totally giving up a vibrator. So horny women of Manhattan, hear me out. There's check every hot dog stand because that may not be the wiener you're getting. That may not be the hot dog. That is a hot dog.
You need Jesus.
Hot dog. Baby, where you go? I'm hot dogging it. I'm hot dogging it. All right. Let's try to give you some form of credibility with breaking news.
This goes out to the bullying. Little League dad fights it out during kids' tournament. There are two givens about Little League baseball. The weakest player gets exiled to right field,
yeah,
and the kids are going to be better behaved than the parents. In Columbus, Georgia, a couple of brain dead dads got into it just as medals were handed out after a district tournament championship. The first scuffle was over the volume of the music one dad was playing, and the second was over some remarks about the players. The two men were charged with disorderly conduct. No injuries were reported. If you don't count the blow to sane parenting and certain embarrassment of their children, let's find a way to take big people out of Little League.
That's bullshit, man.
All right.
That's bullshit, man. If it come down to it, I will talk shit. Like, I am preparing to talk shit in my kids' game. I am preparing. Shout out, another shout out to the Crafties. That man, he hit a single. He hit a single. I am going to be that guy. Keep your head on a swivel. That's what we going to do. Keep your head on a swivel. Look around. You want some? Come get some. So I am going to be that drunk dad in the crowd yelling at his kid. I am going to be that guy. That's a good plan.
Just because your dad did it to you, don't mean you have to do it to yourself.
Yes, I have to. Got to keep it up. Gotta push him. Hit the ball harder.
What if our son doesn't want to play sports?
Give a shit.
Okay.
I don't give a shit. Like what? If he don't play sports.
Let's say if he plays piano. You got his recital.
You call that C-sharp? That ain't shit. Come on, man. Chopsticks my ass. Give me some Stevie Wonder. Goddamn, play Superstition. That boy's good. That boy, he plays Superstition.
If he played the accordion.
I would just play a bunch of Weird Al Yankovic stuff. Play a fucking accordion. Why? What? Whatever he does, I'm going to be that drunk dad in the audience yelling at him to do better. Name something else. I'm curious.
If he plays the bagpipes.
God damn! Huh? It's a lot of Scottish people. It's a lot of Scottish. And it was the other ones. Who else played bagpipes? Either way, I'm not drunk enough. You call this a St. Patrick's Day parade? Bring that shit on! Irish. There we go. It took a second. Maybe because I'm drinking right now, but it took a second. Whatever brain cell didn't kick in. I had to jumpstart that shit.
Right there. Okay.
I had to jumpstart. I feel good about that. I've been having a lot of fucking brain farts on this fucking podcast. I did it, last show with Victor Martinez. Forgot his name and position. Why wear the fucking shirt? That is crazy, man. Wear the fucking Victor Martinez jersey and forgot his name and or position. That is brilliant. That is brilliant. A lot of brain farts happening on this show.
Yes.
That's our slogan. Just talking with Sam. I bet you ain't scripted.
Where the brain farts are.
Just talking with Sam. We forget shit. All right. We got anything else on the kids with bullying? And that shit wasn't really bullying, man. That's support for the kids.
Well, no, that is kind of like parents are kind of... I mean, bullying is bullying.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It is. It is.
Why? See, that's why.
Okay, why you getting mad at me at the type of music I'm playing? That's bullying.
Because, man, I don't want to hear that shit. I'm trying to enjoy
free country.
See, that's the thing. Y'all motherfuckers, you always go behind that. It's a free country thing.
It is.
It's not a free country. If I can't be free to do what I want to do,
but
I'm supposed to be tolerant of you. I want to walk down the street with my balls out. Apparently, that's a decent exposure. That's not really that fucking free. If it's so free, I would like to, not pay taxes. And let's see how quickly you guys come and get my ass. If it's so fucking free. Like, there's not a lot of free things in this free country you can count on. But one goddamn free thing you can count on is this fucking podcast being free. As long as y'all keep donating and going to our fucking sponsors. Because I will not bat an eye to charging y'all motherfuckers at least $1 an episode. It takes some effort, goddamn it.
Wow.
But I don't have to go down that route because y'all some good people and y'all donate to the podcast. It could be a penny or $3.5 million. I don't give a shit.
Let's go with $3.5 million.
What if it's over $3.5 million? It's not a limit. You could just break that shit up in chunks. Give a fuck. Okay. I will take $3.5 million, or you could do $3.5.
What is this, the lottery?
I don't know. You break it out of shut the fuck up. We try to get some money for this podcast, so I don't have to pay for it out of pocket.
You know they can hear you, right?
I know they can. We put our name on it over here, man.
Really, man?
We don't do that. You know what? I am robbing time from you because I kind of want you to get out. So, next story on Breaking News.
All right. An ex-homophobe pretends to be gay to learn about empathy. Timothy Keurig was raised to deplore gay lifestyle.
I find it ironic already that a guy pretending to be gay is called Keurig.
And he has two earrings in his ear. But after watching a lesbian friend break down in tears after her family shunned her when she came out, he decided to learn about empathy the old-fashioned way, walking a mile in the other guy's shoes, or in a situation, spending a year frequenting bars in the gayborhood of Nashville and faking out his family with a faux coming-out speech. Whether you suspect that Keurig was actually flirting with the gay lifestyle and then recanted, or this was genuinely a prolonged social experiment conducted by someone with no credentials, it's yielded a forthcoming book. Keurig calls his apology to the LGBT community.
Alright. Okay. That they did end with a question. Was he really gay and just wanted to see how gay he was? Or was this really a social experiment? I strongly believe both kind of helps the lesbian and gays and stuff. That they both
help. I understand what he did.
I get what he did. Walking a mile in gay shoes to find out. So he pretended to be gay for a year.
A year, not a couple weeks.
He pretended to be gay to find out more about the gay lifestyle.
That's what they say.
That's a fucking red flag. Excuse me, rainbow flag, if I ever saw one.
I agree.
That motherfucker's gay.
So you experience your...
Oh, he's gay.
Gay. You want to see his picture?
Let me see. Pull it up. Yeah. All right. Check it. Here's what happened. Here's the real story. I'm looking at this picture, and yeah, this guy is gay, and he wanted to test the waters, and he found a good excuse to get all his, I don't want to say gayness out of his system.
Because he never said if he, like, he
never said if he wasn't.
He actually went down on a dude or anything like that.
Yeah, he never got in depth about it, but here's what he's doing. I strongly believe he tested the gay waters just to see the benefits. He's doing his pros and cons right now. Is it good to be gay? Is it good not to be gay? Can I get away with this? He's not being true to himself. Whether that be is being true to yourself, meaning do you want to stay straight or there's a gay? He's gay for pay.
I agree.
We need a gay analyst. All right, we got Lena Lewis for the girls. We need a gay person to help so we can reach out our gay expert knowledge too. But yeah, to me, the layman, I think this guy is actually thinking about being gay and wanted to test the waters and then realized it's not for him and then went back, but now trying to profit from that, meaning he did some dumb shit or he did some shit. He sucked a dick. All right, let's just go right there. He did that. And now he's like, all right, well, he probably doesn't like the taste of jizz.
It has a funny taste.
You get what I'm saying? He doesn't like the taste of jizz. It's so
down. I can feel him on that, but you don't have to always swallow. I'm just saying.
But what he's doing now, he's trying to profit from it by coming off with the book. You get it now? So now he wants you to read his story instead of just saying, like, yeah, I'm enlightened. I know my thing. I know. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I know what you guys are going through. Like, look. Hey, if I could take the time out to be serious for a second, can I do that? You know, sometimes we got to break character on Just Talk with Sam show, and I'm going to do that time to break character. Can I break character? You want me to break character? Yeah, let's break some character. Character. Okay.
Wait, can I finish my statement before you break
there,
character?
Hold on, 1 second.
All right, go ahead.
I will officially break character right now.
In 5.
Hi, I'm Sam McClain. I play a character named Sam, host of the Just Talking with Sam show. On the subject of gay and lesbians and transgender individuals, I know several gay people, several lesbians, and quite honestly, a few transgendered people. And what I'm saying to them, I believe this person did a disservice. And you know what? Let's leave him aside. My thoughts. I don't give a goddamn who you are, As long as you're true to yourself. Hey, you like the taste of jizz? Cool. I'm not going to do it for you. Every form of jizz I've ever given, it was either in a napkin, a sock, on the breast of some young lady, on the behind of some young lady.
Inside.
Hey, sometimes even on my own stomach. And recently, inside a young lady to make my kid. Sperm is about $50 for every load if you go to the neighborhood sperm bank. So it's pretty safe to say I have a jump sock worth $250,000. Where am I going with this?
I don't even think you know.
Somewhere along the line I lost track. But I guess what I'm trying to get at is this. Gays, lesbians, whatever you are, be true to yourself and put your name on it. Some people will accept you. Other people won't. That's just a way of life. A lot of people say, like, we're not going to accept you. We're not going to do this. Whether it be religious, whether it be whatever. But I got to be honest. Whatever you're into, there's going to be a fucking hater. I am a drinker. You guys know that. If you listen to at least one episode of this show, you guys kind of figure that shit out already. Believe it or not, there are some people out there who are against my drinking. I know, it's crazy. So, I guess what it is, I'm doing this, it kind of sounds douchey, but it gets better. When you find that person to be gay with, it gets better. Personally, I'm not gay, but I'm not against you being gay. I'm not trying to stop or cure you guys, because quite honestly, you guys make some funny shit happen. If it wasn't for the gays, we wouldn't have a lot of shit for me to talk about, and it wouldn't be a lot of stuff for me to quite honestly be angry about, because you guys kind of have a fucking parade every goddamn week, and you fuck up traffic. That shit gets on my nerves. But, you know, it's pride and whatever it is. So, there it is. If you're gay, be gay. You don't need this douche writing a book about you guys. Like, he's studying you guys like Jane Goodall with the fucking chips. That shit, I would be pissed about that. And that was my, you know, moment. See how I brought it together at the end? You see how I brought it together?
I checked out about 2 seconds.
Everyone else has. See, it started off hateful. Excuse me. It started off good. Then it was straight up hateful. And then it just kind of worked its way out. I'm an old school soul. Look, I'm not gay. And quite honestly, I'm not down for a guy fucking me. Or fucking another man. I don't want that. But, you know, if you want to do it, just do it away from me. That shit is disgusting. I don't need to see that. But I will fight for your right to do it. Just so I can have comedic fodder. I don't know. Anyway, you got any more breaking news over there? Yeah, I know. Everyone else checked out.
Yeah, all right. You ready?
All right, breaking news.
All right, eye test reveals most women find other women hot.
Yes! I knew it! Continue.
No, not true. Bisexuality is real. And most straight women are basically lesbians. According to the study by Cornell University, their research measured the dilation of individuals' pupils while watching porn to establish subject sexual preference. As you would expect, straight men's pupils dilated more to images of women in states of arousal. Bisexual men responded to both, as did supposedly heterosexual women. We can now finally argue that the flexual sexual desire is not simply restricted to women. Some men have it too. And it is reflected in their pupils. Co-author Rich C. Seven Williams concluded, guess those art films had it right all along.
I knew y'all wanted to fuck each other.
The same men too?
No. Yeah. Well, not this man. I don't know about the other man. I just did a whole thing about the gays. But look, I knew it, because no female pays attention to another female that fucking tough without wanting to at least see what's under there. You guys pay attention to each other so much that it's just, no one does that. You break down your shoes and what they wearing. Her ass ain't real. You have said that phrase. Her ass isn't real. So, yeah, I could go with that. There's a little gay in you. There's a streak of gay. There's a little gay in you. Just a little bit. See? I am doing a community service right now.
Sam, I'm...
Just to get the gay out of you. Or just enough to come back here.
Sam, when we're together, do I act gay? Do I act like I want a woman?
A little bit.
How?
A little bit. You have talked about other people's tits. You've talked about some asses. You have paid attention to, quite honestly, things you just shouldn't plain pay attention to.
Oh.
So, little gay in you, man. Little gay. And after you hear that promo, it's something for you not to be ashamed about. Be slightly gay. Go eat a box. Go ahead. Oh. I've done it.
How does it taste to you?
How do you explore the taste? It's like a peach without all the peachy shit. There you go, that's a good way to say it. It's like a peach without all the peachy shit. Let's kick out a few questions. I'm trying to better help the community. See this? I'm helping the community. Don't you feel helped with this episode of the podcast?
Nope.
That almost didn't happen?
I don't feel helped at all.
I feel as though we're helping. Pull up a couple questions. First question comes from going random, so this may have nothing to do with the subject whatsoever, but this comes from Larry. Larry says, Sam, you podcast from Detroit. You rep Detroit. So be real. How bad is Detroit? Really? I'm going there to visit a cousin for Christmas. Any information you can give is helpful. I'll tell you something, Larry. I don't know what you're watching. And quite honestly, I wish you would be a little bit more specific to what part of Detroit you're going to. But for the most part, it's not really bad. And what I mean by bad, it's like you're not going to get robbed without doing dumb shit. Everyone who's ever gotten robbed on the street in Detroit has been doing dumb shit. They broke out a wad of cash in front of some unscathy people. They have been put in a situation to be robbed. If you are feeling some shit is about to go down, that is an instinct in you. That fight or flight, whatever the fuck we got. If you feel that, get the fuck out of there and you will be straight. But for the most part, you should be all right. If you're visiting your cousin, I'm pretty sure your cousin will be
give you a brief.
He will give you a tutorial. Every cousin or family member that has come visit me or hung out with me, they have gotten to talk. A lot of it is common sense shit. However, as a Detroiter, it is my business to give them the talk. Some of that shit involves, do not carry a shit ton of cash with you. And if you have to carry a shit ton of cash with you, do not take it out all at one place.
Break your knots up. That's
Do not do some dumb shit like that.
Put your wands all together and then put your hundreds in your sock.
Here's another thing. Act like you fucking belong. Don't be a douche. We will rob, in Detroit, we will rob a douche. And a douche being this. Well, I'm from, name a city.
Scranton, Ohio.
I'm from Scranton. There's a Scranton, Ohio?
It's Scranton, Ohio.
It's Scranton, Pennsylvania.
No, it's not, Sam. It's Scranton, Ohio. Ain't it?
Look it up. You got Google right there. Scranton, Ohio.
Scranton.
While she looks it up and proves herself wrong, I will say this. If you are from Scranton, Pennsylvania, just Stop saying the shit like, I'm from Scranton, Pennsylvania, and we don't do that shit in Scranton, Pennsylvania. That is a rob me advertisement. See?
What
happened? You found out it was Scranton, Pennsylvania?
I think it's both.
Look it up. You got Google.
And Scranton is a peninsula neighborhood in Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay. Since you're barely right, here's what we'll do. If you are from Scranton, Ohio, don't do that shit either.
But it is a Scranton, Pennsylvania, so we're kind of...
Okay. So, Larry, I really hope that helped you. Okay. Here's a question, and we'll close out with this. This is about community service, believe it or not. Martin wrote this. Martin, he writes... Sam, should I be doing community service if I am currently in the 12th grade and never did any? Yes. At my school, you don't need any community service to graduate.
That means you shouldn't do it.
Martin, fuck community service, dude. I have been, as a guy who have been trying to do community service all week, you don't have to do it. You really don't. Like, here's what community service is. I believe true community service is helping someone in your community, but not necessarily patting yourself on the back like, look at me, I'm making soup. Look at me, I'm giving you soup, bitch. Here's a coat. Look at me. Hey, remember those track pants I grew out of? I gave this to you. You don't have to do that. That is a fucking douche move. But if you want to do community service, just do some cool shit. You know, give a guy a fistful of condoms. Give a homeless guy, a real homeless guy, and yeah, BK may get mad at me, a real genuine homeless guy, give him a buck.
Or let him shower at your house.
I didn't say that shit. That is not committed. No, you pay for him to get a shower. Like,
take him to the gym with you, let him shower at the gym.
There you go. Do the Jay Larson. Go to the gym for 5 minutes, just a shower, get the fuck out of there. You do it. You bring your bum friend with that. Or you could do Jay Larson did let a homeless man
live with him.
If you think I'm joking, listen to the last fucking podcast. So yeah, that's real true community service. I think I got time for one more. So, Martin, you don't have to do any true community service. I guess what I mean by you don't have to have a fucking note for it. But if you're gonna do it out of the goodness of your heart, not to do it because school is making you do it.
Yeah, but it is good to do community service. And it's from somebody who did years and years and years of community service.
I do community service all the time.
I've worked at food pantries, I went to soup kitchens.
Yeah, I've done
all that. So I mean it's worth it. And I was like in the 9th, 10th grade.
But it wasn't because somebody was like had a gun to your head.
It was because I wanted to, and it was waiting for me to get out the house. To be honest with you.
All right, so we're about to wrap this fucking podcast up.
Hey, Loki, you be getting freebies too.
Yeah, I'm gonna wrap this fucking podcast up. I want to thank you for your questions, comments, concerns that you guys have sent to Just Talking with Sam. No G in talking. Just Talking with Sam at gmail.com. Please keep sending them, and we will keep reading your questions. Subscribe to the fucking Facebook page, Jesus Tap Dancing Christ. Just Talking with Sam Facebook page. You guys want to talk, just hit like. And quite honestly, I think we got like a day left for the Stitcher Awards. We are nominated for a Stitcher. If you feel as though, vote for it. But all I want y'all to do, just like the Facebook page. Jesus, Tap Dance. I know this is coming off as needy. That's because it is. Jesus Christ. It's a lot of y'all out there. But on this page, it looks like it's just a couple of y'all. Y'all can come up with y'all names there. Y'all can do whatever the hell y'all want. It's for y'all. All it is a click of a button. And what else we got? You can always hit us up on Twitter. Hit me personally, SamShow11 on Twitter. What about you?
Hit me on my Twitter at RealTashaMack. At RealTashaMack on Twitter.
All right, I got to ask. For a person who keep changing their fucking Twitter name.
I just changed it once.
I'm just saying, as a person who changed their fucking Twitter name, are you seeing a difference from this podcast where you get a couple of people straggle and like you?
I get a few things.
Yeah, I get some new followers, but one of the things I got is fan mail for you. People say you're funny. People say keep it going.
That's nice. You're giving me a compliment.
I am not giving a compliment. I am just reading emails from people who have said that shit. I have not personally seen it, so I can at least say that it is happening. Keep up the good fight. One day you will find funny. If you just keep pugging it. And quite honestly, me, I suck as a person. So, did you learn anything this podcast?
No.
I learned that I just truthfully don't give a shit about community service. I really truthfully don't give a fuck about community service. I support the people who do it, but I personally do not give a fuck. So, with that, we're going to end this podcast, and fuck it. I'll holler at y'all next week. See ya.